October 23rd, National iPod Day. The iPod was first sold on October 23rd, 2001. Who knew then what the iPod would become today? Essentially a smartphone with no cell reception. Have a wonderful National iPod Day. Hello? Oh, this is junk.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's a standby for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump tweets, the do-nothing Dems case is dead. Some Democrats, though, say the case for impeachment is stronger than ever after testimony from the acting ambassador to Ukraine.
Ambassador Bill Taylor told House investigators a meeting Ukrainian President Zelensky wanted with President Trump was conditioned on publicly opening an investigation into alleged Ukrainian election interference and an energy company linked to former Vice President Joe Biden.
Fox's Jared Halpern. In Birmingham, Alabama.
Authorities believe they found the remains of 3-year-old Camille Cupcake McKinney in a dumpster. The little girl abducted from a birthday party October 12th. Two suspects are in custody. Authorities are planning to charge the pair with capital murder and kidnapping.
Fox's Sue Guzman. A 20-year-old West Point cadet from California missing since last Friday has now been found dead at the military academy in New York. We're told foul play is not suspected. America's listening to Fox News.
Who's ready to play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
It's a name game on News Talk 93.1 FM, and this hour's name is Jonathan Gober. Jonathan Gober. You have until 9 to call us at 396-5477 to make sure your name is in the drawing for that Crimson Tide Cruise.
That's
February
amazing.
10th through the 15th.
That's
yeah.
a great prize.
Sail out of New Orleans. And that ship, I looked it up.
Yep.
It is state-of-the-art. It is absolutely amazing. So... again, Thomas, or rather Jonathan Gober, you have until 9 to call us at 396-5477. If I said 8, that was a mistake, because 8 o'clock has come.
It's already happened.
And that would not be fair.
Were you thinking that a mountain time zone, where maybe... Was that?
My mind wandered.
Yeah, I see.
Off to the west.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
There were a couple of towns that got into the upper 30s this morning. Most of us were closer to 40. It was the coolest morning of the season so far. And boy, oh boy, I had the silly grin all day yesterday, looking up at the sky. It was so beautiful. Today is going to be just as nice, if not nicer. Perfect fall day. Low 70s, little breeze out of the northwest. Mostly clear tonight, with the overnight low temperature falling to around 47 again, so more jacket weather tonight. Tomorrow is a very comfortable fall day, with a high in the low 70s again. I think the clouds will be increasing, those high, thin clouds, so it'll be sunny. You'll see sunshine shining through those clouds.
It's weird that you look forward to the nice days, because ever since I put up my weather station, mm-hmm. I can't wait for it to rain so I can fill up the bar.
Exactly. Well, I'm glad you're loving your
and we can measure how much
yeah,
I get. And
yeah,
I've compare.
Been. It's been great to be able to check with you on the weather. But the older I get, people they go, oh, you weather guys, you like that tornado weather. No, I don't.
No.
Give me partly cloudy. Right now, this morning, we have mostly clear skies. And by the way, rain is back in the forecast by the time we get to early Friday morning.
Oh, goody.
Yeah.
There you go.
Clear skies, calm winds, 48 degrees now, 8:05.
Yeah, good thing your birthday wasn't in July. You'd had nothing to do for 3 months with your
You're right. Yeah. Exactly with the drought.
The financial news of the day and how it impacts you directly. Yesterday, we had our Texas blogger buddy, David Blackman, on Happy Hour. And even though he does a great job blogging on political topics, he made his living in the oil and gas industry. In fact, he even mentioned, you may have heard that Jim Perry, or Rick Perry, resigned as energy secretary.
Yeah.
I said, what do we need them for? The whole thing was created in the 70s under Jimmy Carter, and we were waiting in line for gas. It seemed like a good idea, but we're energy independent. And the good news out of that conversation was gas is likely to fall below $2 a gallon. And that's good news for everybody. But those are the kinds of things we also learned from Brant McDonald. We call him Mr. Right on the Money for a reason. He has devoted literally every waking moment to finding out what's going on in the markets and how that's ultimately going to impact you. My suggestion is, don't bring money. Don't bring a checkbook or anything like that. Sit down, make an appointment to have a conversation with them about the options you have and how a painless amount of money can become a rather sizable nest egg over a period of time. You become managerial over your hard-earned money at that point, and you'll feel better about yourself and your future. Reach out at 387-0094 to schedule that appointment. It is time well spent. Brad has a gift for taking some of the complicated realms of the finance industry and making them understandable, and does it without making you feel dumb.
No, never. And he's always throwing out tidbits to me. He's a smart guy.
He is. He's made some unbelievably accurate calls on trends in the market, mm-hmm. especially a year like this where mm-hmm. it's been kind of...
He's calmed my fears more than once.
Yeah, great guy. 387-0094. And meet the incredible team he's put together at McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management at 807. The Conundrum is coming up.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We had a slowdown earlier at the I-65-85 interchange, but things are moving a little bit better there now. Another slowdown now on I-85. This is going to be inbound as you're passing Taylor Road, coming up on Bell and Eastern Boulevard. We don't have the report of an accident there, but there are a lot of cars on the road. We also have the report between Montgomery and Verbena on I-65 northbound of a heavy trooper presence this morning. So use caution there. Try not to get yourself a ticket on this Wednesday. And don't miss Thursday night, $6.99 ribeye steak and fries night at the Shack. And don't miss 50 Cent Chicken Wings during Monday Night Football. The Shack on the Atlanta Highway for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Weird Al hits the Big 6 today, so we'll be featuring some of our favorites from him this morning. Word Crimes. That's a Mrs. Rutabaga favorite, too.
There's so many... artists that were impressed and even flattered when Weird Al did parodies on them.
Yeah. Some got a little case of prickly heat over it, but, you know, it goes away. Hey, there's a warm, fuzzy sound from the past. Let's do a conundrum where we ask a question.
What is wrong with you?
Not that question. There is no answer for that. Here it is. Tell us the answer to this one. A poll found that over 1 in 3 people say they do this less often than once a month, while 6% say they do this every day. But again, a hint.
Not that.
He already forgot.
Yeah,
that one. Yeah, that's a good one.
That is a good one.
Do you want to combine prizes on this?
Oh, well, tell us what we can win.
We've got a $10 gift certificate to the Seafood Bistro, of course, but we've also got tickets to the Fab Four
at MPEC
this Friday night.
Friday night.
By the way, East won yesterday's tickets, and those tickets are now in, so come by and pick those up.
All righty. All right, so that's a great prize. So what is it that over 1 in 3 people say they do less often than once a month, while 6%... say they do it every day? 272-9228 is the number. 272-9228.
How often do you?
Never.
For CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Julia Brooks. The man wanted for the murders of his brother and sister in Macon County is now behind bars. Aaron Jess is suspected of killing William Jess Jr. and Sharon Jess over the weekend in Notasulga. He was arrested in Louisiana Tuesday and is currently waiting extradition back to Alabama. Some sad news from Birmingham. Police believe the body of 3-year-old Camille McKinney has been found in a dumpster. The police chief says her remains were found in a trash bin that had been taken to a landfill. Authorities are now charging two people, 39-year-old Patrick Stallworth and 29-year-old Derek Irisha Brown, with capital murder and kidnapping in Camille's death. In West Alabama, many are showing support for Equality volunteer firefighter Michael Johnston. He was killed while responding to a service call. The United States Honor Flag team arrived in Alabama Tuesday to honor Johnston's sacrifice. Those are your news headlines this morning. For more on these stories and others, watch CBS 8 and ABC 32. For Alabama News Network, I'm Julia Brooks.
I see Laura's on the line. We shouldn't make Laura wait since she called in. Laura, good morning.
Morning.
Hi.
Tell us what this is that 1 in 3 people do less often than once a month, while 6% say they do this every day.
Eat out.
That's a good one.
All right,
that's a good one.
beat up. Sounds like a good guess to me. Is it the winning answer, though? No. But
I like it.
The answer.
It was a well-thought-out answer, but it's not the one we're looking for.
Should we give a hint?
It's the first call.
Yeah. Maybe I'm premature again.
Again.
I'm a preemie. Again.
What's the percentage on that one?
Actually, truth be told, I was 2 days late for that.
I was late. Yeah.
But that tells me exactly when I was created, Christmas Day of that.
Right. I was supposed to be born on the 14th or the 15th, I think.
I think I told you. I said to my mom one day, I said, kind of interesting that my birthday was exactly to the day, 9 months from your anniversary.
Aw, you're an anniversary baby.
Who's this?
That's
to the day.
That is heartwarming stuff. At 8:12, again, a little more than one in three people say they do this less than once a month. 6% say they do it every day. 272-9228.
Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway has been the River Region's source for all things vape since 2015. You'll find the nation's best juices at Smooth Vapor. You can even test them out in their lounge. They have the largest selection in the River Region. Find your CBD topicals, edibles, and flower at Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway, across from Walmart. Follow Smooth Vapor on Facebook and listen up, preferred community. The second location of Smooth Vapor is now open for you on Cobbs Ford Road by Walmart.
Hey, it's Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. And we understand that you don't buy jewelry and diamonds every single day, and it could be a little bit of a difficult experience. We don't want it to be that way. We want it to be easy. We promise you the absolute finest quality and the most beautiful jewelry and at the best price. We have credit for 12 months. Shop us. Shop anybody else you want in town. But if you shop us, you're going to save yourself hundreds or possibly thousands of dollars. So at least shop Marguerite's. Let us show you what we can do. No one will beat us.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Okay, now here's the deal. I'll try to educate you. Gonna familiarize you with the nomenclature. You learn the definition of nouns and prepositions. Letter of seizure mission. And that's why I think it's a good time to learn some grammar. What? Now did I stammer? Work on that grammar. You should know it. It's fluffer, it's fewer.
Lord Beardell coming up.
Because on the counter, you want to know why?
Because he turned 60 today, so we're celebrating. And we go back to the conundrum now. And again, more than one in three people say they do this less often than once a month, while 6% say they do it every day. Hardshell, what is the answer to this question? Conundrum.
I'm hoping the answer to the question is balance their checkbook.
Oh.
Balance the checkbook is a very good guess, but not the...
By the way, we should tell our younger listeners that is something that you used to have to do before online phone.
Yeah, right?
When's the last time you balanced a checkbook?
Oh, the 80s?
Yeah.
Even then. It was
the 90s for me. My mother showed me how.
Right?
Yeah. And I thought, okay, I'll need to do this.
Yeah, sure.
Well, I was lucky, though. In the 80s, I was making so much money, I never worried about
it. Never worried about going close to your balance? Right.
That's why I call them the stupid money days, because I managed it so brilliantly.
Yep.
Hardshell, thanks for the call,
man.
Buddy. We appreciate it. John B., good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
What do you think?
How about flossing your teeth?
Oh, that's a good one.
Good. Flossing.
That's a good
teeth.
One. Some people do it every day, and
just not the answer.
And most, I tell my dentist.
Thanks anyway, guys.
Of course. Sure. Do you floss every day? Of course I do.
Of course I do.
Robert.
Hey,
I'm so confused.
Over one in three people said they do this less often than once a month. 6% say they do it every day. It's not flossing teeth.
How about make their bed?
Ooh, that's a good answer. That's a good one.
Just not it.
It's not what we're looking for.
Appreciate it. 2729228. Ashley.
Good morning.
Hi.
How about call your mom? Like check in with your parents.
Oh gosh, I wish I could. Yeah, I go back to that the bear commercial.
But that is a brilliant guess.
That is a good one. Yep, that's a good one.
All right, and we may be giving a hint shortly on this.
Yeah, we might have to.
Because Joey starts at 9.
Hey.
Abby.
Good morning.
Hi.
How about clean their house?
Clean their house.
One in three say they do it less than
once a month.
And six do it every day. Not clean the house.
What's your name?
But another good guess.
Thank you.
What do you think? Should we, what kind of, how do you hint at this one?
Aiden, what's the first word of your last name?
Let's just say this. To the 6% who say they do this every day.
You're so naughty.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the 6% that do it every day, this is, and again, it's not that.
Ricochet.
But it's not something you would feel particularly good about.
Oh, yeah. It is not an admirable thing.
Let's try Aiden.
Hi. Yes, sir.
Okay. Hi.
What do you think, Aiden? Hi. What's the answer to this?
Chores?
That's not it, but
it's a good guess.
It is a good guess. Everybody should do their chores.
And since you're obviously a young man, this is not something you want to have become habit for.
Oh, this is true. The answer we're looking for is nothing you want to become habit for.
Thanks for listening. We're glad that a cool young guy like you listens to the show.
Hey.
We can introduce our next person with a sound effect. It's Ricochet.
Hey, Ricochet. Bing, bing, bing.
Hello.
Bing, bing, bing.
I'm going to say it's going to be check your mail.
Check your mail.
I'm sorry, I was premature.
Premature again.
No, my index finger must be getting heavy.
Your plankter went off.
Good one, Jay.
It's called a callback.
Ever since he got promoted, he's been funnier.
From Ray.
Or do we just laugh at management jokes?
I don't know. That was from random plankter.
Well, thanks for calling, Ricochet.
Hey, don't be a kiss plankter.
819.
So we've established that this is something that is not admirable.
No, that's a good guess. But one in three people say they do it less often than once a month. 6% say they do this not admirable thing every day. 2729228. Leonard, we'll get to your call in a second. I have something that you go to Infusion.
Yep. I was in Infusion yesterday.
You have to try the Red Light Room.
I want to try the Red Light Room.
It's Joovv Therapy. That's Joovv. Uh-huh. And because I asked Ryan, I've been lower back. I really, it's not a situation that chiropractic can fix.
How long were you in the room?
12 minutes.
Is that right?
Goes by very quickly. But in a way, you're in a room. There are red laser lights surrounding you. And you just stand or you can sit while the lights do their thing. And what they do, these lasers rejuvenate your skin. But it goes beyond that. It's like a chain reaction throughout your whole body. Now I understand why my friend Stick Shift Annie loves this particular therapy, mm-hmm. because it is invigorating everywhere. And it did help with the lower back pain. It's another new feature at Infusion where you literally have to visit their website to keep up with the complete menu of state-of-the-art.
Let me throw in the IV. I was there for an IV yesterday.
Which kind did you do?
I got the Myers. And by the way, a nice person and her son, who is a freshman at Alabama, came in for the Myers. So we sat there and we talked about the virtues of how much we love it. And they got the glutathione as well right after that. So it made me feel good, and she's there. Brought her son from Alabama.
These are all scientifically based therapies. IV vitamin therapy works because it all goes straight into your blood. You take vitamins, ingest them. Well, your stomach is kind of finicky about how much it actually takes. If you're trying to reboost your energy or you party too hard, you can get fixed up in one session at Infusion. Call 296-1662. Talk to Ryan Turner, Lori, or Allison. And arrange a consultation or just make an appointment. for one of these great therapies after you visit them online at infusioncryoandlaser.com. All right, we're going to run the line here. We're starting with Leonard. What is this not-so-admirable thing that some people, one in three say they do it less than once a month, 6% say they do it every day?
I'm going to go with cursing.
Cursing is not it, but that's a good
that's
guess.
That's actually a good one. That's
we're getting warmer.
That's a good guess.
Thank you, Leonard.
Because this is something that's not admirable as well.
Robert.
Yeah, I was going to go with passing gas.
Okay.
I feel sorry for the person that does it less than once a month. the word bloat comes to mind, you know.
That means when they actually do it.
Thank you.
It's a rather
Rodney.
A momentous occasion.
Hey. Yes. Good morning.
Hi.
Yes. Is it make their bed?
No, we've already had that one. We've got. Do you have another one since we already had that one?
News talk. Who's this?
I can't think of one.
I'll tell you what, call us right back as soon as you think of something, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Appreciate
thank
it,
you,
man. And Steven.
Hey, good morning. How you guys doing? Hey,
good.
Yay. How about lying?
Lying? Let's find out if that's the winning answer because you know what it is.
That's exactly it. And those 6% to say that they do it every day, that number is probably higher, maybe, possibly. Because
I think a lot of people lied when they answered this poll.
Yeah, right. Well, exactly.
This is true. Sometimes a little white lie, if you don't want to hurt someone's feelings, is okay.
But the moral debate is that still okay? Maybe I'll bring this up this afternoon and we'll kick it around a little bit.
Yeah. But that you got it, man.
Steven, you and
I'm awesome. Thanks.
$10 CV Bistro gift card, but you're going to see the Fab Four.
Oh, awesome. Man, that is a great show. Excellent show. You're going to love it.
We're going to check traffic at 823.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. All right, listen up. This is what we have from the authorities. An accident with injury on I-85 northbound just past the interchange that just occurred moments ago. We also have a disabled vehicle on I-85 southbound just before the interchange. So if you're entering or exiting I-85 at the 6585 interchange, you've got a whole lot of fun in front of you. So use caution if you're in that area. Busy traffic everywhere else all around the city, especially on the Eastern Boulevard and East South Boulevard. Use caution out there. Festival Plaza Shopping Center has something for everyone. Bring your family for a night out with dinner at Mellow Mushroom and Wingers, then a movie at AMC Theater. Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, so Steven is going to see the Fab Four and got a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card. And
Seafood Bistro is very close by. It's not far away. In fact, it's
right up the street.
Right up the street. Not too far from the Fresh Market over there.
And here to tell you more about their incredible menu, our boss. let me bring you in properly, sir.
All hail Jay!
Yes.
All
hail Jay! All hail Jay! And don't you forget it. what I would like you to do right now is go to your phone, go to your computer, and type in theseafoodbistro.com. And remember that. It's easy to remember because it's the name of the Seafood Bistro. TheSeafoodBistro.com. You go there, and what you're going to find is an entire menu full of delicious items for either lunch or dinner. They're not open right now. They open up at 11 o'clock this morning, as they do every morning during the week. Monday through, Sunday. They're open every single day of the week. But that menu that you find at theseafoodbistro.com, you can find out whatever you'd like to find out as far as what you want to have for lunch or how you want to spice up dinner or whatever you may want to do for the weekend for the upcoming games. Maybe you want to watch the World Series tonight and you want to pig out. Well, they can provide it for you with some fantastic delicious food, like the red beans and rice, all kind of Cajun style here, but you can't go wrong with the Seafood Bistro, and you can't go wrong at the seafoodbistro.com because the menu's right there. You can order online. You can also use one of the delivery apps on your phone to have it delivered to you, or just go by and pick it up. Just don't forget theseafoodbistro.com. And don't forget to like and follow them on Facebook. They're located at 1651 Perry Hill Road, and you can call them at 279-7500 or go online to theseafoodbistro.com.
All right, we're celebrating Weird Al's 60th birthday. We got something from him coming up, and stupid news, morning maroons, and more.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join the fight against breast cancer during our Catch Me in Pink campaign and give back to the Joy to Life Foundation. Learn more at calldixie.com.
Number 15033.
Look at your phone, tablet, or computer. What's going on in there? Hard to say, but one thing's for sure. These things bring you things. Things like news, sports, interspecies animal friendships, or, you know, whatever you're into. But to get that stuff, you'll need an internet connection. One that's really fast with no data caps. One that's just $34.99 per month. Super fast internet from WOW. A company you'll love. Sign up today at WOWWay.com. Offer for new customers with a 2-year agreement and auto pay. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Don't miss the new and improved Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings from 6 until 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I never seem to finish all my food. I always get a doggy bag from the waiter. So I just keep what's still unchewed. And I take it home. Save it for later. But then I deal with fungal rot, bacterial formation, microbes, enzymes, mold, and oxidation. I don't care. I've got a secret trick up my sleeve. I never bother with baggies, glass jars, Tupperware containers, plastic, cling wrap, really a no-brainer. I just like to keep all my flavors sealed and tight with aluminum foil. Never settle for that kind of wrap is just the best to keep your sandwich nice and fresh. Stick it in your cooler. Eat it when you're ready. Then maybe you'll choose a refreshing herbal tea.
News Talk 93.1 FM WACV on a Wednesday morning. Time for...
Time. It is time.
Time for
stupid
news.
News.
What news?
Stupid
news.
Let's go. All of a sudden, Johnson & Johnson baby powder has become a thing, and that goes back a long ways. Mm-hmm. So when did asbestos and all of this stuff start to happen that made the link between baby powder and cancer?
I don't know. Is it ovarian cancer that they're linking it to?
Not sure, but right now they are sort of what you might call a holdout in, you know, determining who's responsible and what they owe and that kind of thing. But let's give them credit for setting up a helpline for people who may be victims.
Welcome to the Johnson & Johnson Consumer Care Center. Please hold while I connect your call.
That forms a white bubble during the healing process. The bandage helps prevent the formation of scabs that can prolong healing and cause scarring.
Hello, thank you for calling the Johnson & Johnson Baby Powder Helpline.
Hello, yes, I'd like to find out more about the recalled baby powder.
I'll tell you everything that's going on as best as I know. How can I help you?
Am I at risk from using your baby powder?
Well, not as best as we can tell you're not.
Okay, well, if something happens, are you going to compensate me for my doctor bills?
Ma'am, we are going to do everything as best as we can to take care of you.
Okay, thanks. You were no help.
Well, sorry. I wish you as best as day as possible, and thank you for calling Johnson & Johnson.
Oh, man. Hey, glad to know they're taking it seriously. Couple of days back, I put a video on Facebook of a guy who was, I thought he was trying to blow up a fire ant mound,
mm-hmm.
and he had put you know, flammable chemicals into the mound, and he kept throwing matches at it until it blew up literally his backyard. He wasn't trying to kill a fire ant mound. He was trying to kill cockroaches.
Oh.
Yeah. But here's the thing. Here's the twist of the story. Yes, he had put an accelerant on it, but did you know that cockroaches emit little tiny cockroach farts?
No.
That's what authorities said caused the explosion.
Why didn't I know that?
That all the cockroach gas had accumulated in an air pocket under the lawn. So when the accelerant finally got down to that cavity...
Mm-hmm.
What's that word we've been using all day?
Plankter.
When it got down to the plankter area. And the video, I mean... he's okay. His dog was in the yard. Thank God the dog's okay.
He had two dogs, I think, in that yard, didn't he? He had two of them, and they were all fine, although a little startled because literally the ground swelled and broke.
Yes, it literally. Well, you could tell from the way it exploded. It bubbled up in the middle. And nobody was hurt, but what an idiot. I thought I'd add that for those of you who have been spending your whole life wondering, do cockroaches fart? Now you know, as Paul Harvey once said, the rest of the story. And we have some great morning maroons coming up today, including a guy who was blowing up pumpkins and managed to...
Why was he doing that? Just for fun?
Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows? Another guy, every year they have this... You know, there are some people that grow these pumpkins that weigh close to a ton.
Uh-huh.
Can you imagine carving one of those?
I remember Letterman used to have fun dropping it off of 30 Rock.
He carved he found a pumpkin big enough, carved it out, and made it into a kayak.
Is that right?
Yeah, because actually, you know, the exterior of a pumpkin before it starts to get mushy is pretty sturdy.
And he was did it float?
Yeah.
How about that? Float. That's a big pumpkin.
Was Skipper here for...
No, he was looking for...
Headphones.
Headphones.
Oh.
I thought it was a bulletin news thing, but it wasn't.
Yeah, okay. Thanks for clarifying that for me. All right. I've got everything straight here. There, by the way, for Halloween fans, my daughter travels to a place in Florida every year. She's a Halloween freak. But there's a Tennessee haunted house that is billed as the scariest in the world. To go through this haunted house...
You gotta sign a release waiver.
A 40-page waiver.
You're kidding me!
You have to pass a physical and undergo a background check.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. If you make it all the way through, you get $20,000.
Good Lord.
No one has ever made it through.
You're kidding.
According to... Russ McCamey, who owns McCamey Manor in Summertown, Tennessee, the price of admission is only a bag of food for his five dogs, but the prize for finishing the tour of the haunted house is $20,000. Nobody's ever collected, and interested visitors must first complete that physical, a sports physical no less, sign the waiver, pass a drug test, provide proof of medical insurance, and prove they're at least 21. The visitors then watch a two-hour video called And Then There Were None, which features footage of every visitor from July 2017 and August 2019 quitting before the end of the experience. Visitors leave by uttering the code phrase, "You really don't want to do this." McCamey said the key to inspiring terror is a mind game that relies on hypnotism to have visitors tricked by their own minds. He said each experience is video recorded to prove to visitors and authorities that nothing illegal took place, but nobody has... I would...
I'm wondering, what could they do? What could it be? I don't know.
He says the trick is the hypnotism part of it, but, man, you don't even have to pay cash to go through. Just a bag of dog food.
And nobody's gone through it.
And nobody's made it all the way through.
All the way through.
You have to use that Coe's phrase, you really don't want to do this.
Get out.
It is 8:35. Duncan and Son Predicathon. Is it 8 or 9 coming up now?
This would be 8.
8?
I believe.
And you are playing?
A little team called LSU.
LSU. I think that's going to be this week's game.
2:30 CBS. Yeah. It's
Hey, one way to pull yourself back into the top 10 is to beat the number 2 team.
Right.
Is that what LSU is now?
Yep. Yep.
You could do it. Are you playing there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you have no chance.
Death Valley.
Thanks a lot.
I'm sorry.
No,
of course you can win.
No one's ever made it through there.
Hey, nobody thought Washington would be Houston last night, and they took control of that game literally from the...
Nobody thought South Carolina would be Georgia, and I'm still...
Some of the wildest games in Auburn history were LSU. LSU and that, and vice versa. I think we've won, I'm not sure, we've won several games there, and they've won several games in Auburn. So
we had an LSU fan in our focus group last night at the pizza place, and I have met quite a few here.
Yeah.
I guess they find Alabama a better place to live, but you leave your heart behind with old LSU.
There's one on the first floor here right now.
Oh, really?
No, almost directly below us. LSU fan.
Oh.
LSU graduate.
LSU graduate. Yeah.
Bubba?
No.
It's a graduate.
You're close.
Hey, speaking of...
Sitting right next to him.
We're going to go from LSU to Kevin Yu.
Hey.
Hey, Kevin.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey. How are you?
And I'm better than the people behind me. I was at... I'm on 31 over here in Prattville.
Uh-huh.
And... there's a wreck over here, right there at McQueen Fest, 31. Had a Dixie Electric van on its side and run over, kissed a little VMW.
Oh, no.
Flap up.
Yeah. Well, where exactly is it on 31 again? I'm sorry.
Right there where McQueen Smith comes into 31.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Intersection. Well, we appreciate the heads
up.
Thank you. All right, and we hope everybody is okay there. 8:38, we'll check traffic, come back with Rich's forecast.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have a mess at the I-65-85 interchange. I-65 southbound, as you exit onto I-85, there is an accident on the ramp. Emergency vehicles are there. 65 northbound, as you make that corner onto I-85, traffic is a little sporadic through there. Some are getting through. It's on and off as they work the accident. Use caution there. We also have the report of a disabled vehicle, I-85 southbound, leading up to the ramp. So just a mess there. Avoid that area if possible for the next little bit. We got traffic everywhere this morning. It's busy all over the city, but those are the only accidents that we know of at this time. Your church bulletin will serve as your down payment for anything on the lot at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. Bring your good credit and your church bulletin to Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter and ride today. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com. Montgomery
Subaru. All right, so it was a chilly morning this morning. Officially, 42 in Montgomery was the coolest. I think I noticed Selma was 37. A couple of spots were 39. So definitely jacket weather this morning. And jacket weather again tonight. But for the daytime hours today, simply perfect. With a high temperature in the lower 70s, nice little breeze, beautiful skies. Tonight's low down to about 47. Very comfortable again tomorrow with a high in the low 70s. We'll see increasing high clouds, but the sun will be shining through those high, thin cirrus clouds. And then the risk of rain begins in the wee hours of the morning on Friday morning early, before dawn. And the risk of periods of rain continues during the day Friday. And then scattered showers and thunderstorms on Saturday. I've had to up the Saturday rain chances. High temperatures will be in the middle 70s, and we're going to be watching that Saturday forecast carefully because of the suspicious setup of the weather systems. Hopefully it won't turn into a severe weather situation. Right now this morning, clear skies, calm winds, 48 degrees at 8:40. You've heard me talk about before how plumbing can pick the worst time to be a problem. And I'm talking about... Oh, here's an example. Middle of the night, maybe you need to visit the bathroom for a second, and it's not all the lights are on, but there's enough light to get to where you're going, and all of a sudden you're barefoot and there's splish splash on the floor. Not good. Not good. And it happens, and they're ready to take care of your problems 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at Plumbing by Luke Quire, and they're my go-to plumbers. In fact, 2 weeks ago, was it? I had an issue in the master bathroom, and they came out promptly and found that there was not just that one issue, there was something else going on that needed to be taken care of. And gosh, I'm glad they did that, because now it's great peace of mind to know that that has been addressed. Plumbing by Luke Quire. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, give them a call at 264-9666 or visit them on the web, acbyluquire.com. Click on the plumbing tab. Their Alabama certification number is 84417.
841.
For CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Julia Brooks. Some sad news out of Birmingham. Police believe the body of 3-year-old Camille McKinney has been found in a dumpster. The police chief says her remains were found in a trash bin that had been taken to a landfill. Authorities are now charging two people, 39-year-old Patrick Stallworth and 29-year-old Derek Irisha Brown, with capital murder and kidnapping in Camille's death. In West Alabama, many are showing support for Equality volunteer firefighter Michael Johnston. He was killed while responding to a service call. The United States Honor Flag team arrived in Alabama Tuesday in honor of Johnston's sacrifice. The man wanted for the murders of his brother and sister in Macon County is now behind bars. Aaron Jess is suspected of killing William Jess Jr. and Sharon Jess over the weekend in Notasulga. He was arrested in Louisiana Tuesday and is currently awaiting extradition back to Alabama. For more on these stories and others, watch CBS 8 and ABC 32. For Alabama News Network, I'm Julia Brooks.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
The Capital City Club invites you to spend a formal evening with them as they host the first ever Fur Ball and Art Auction on Friday, November 2nd at 7 p.m. This evening, benefiting the Montgomery Humane Society, will feature a silent auction, hors d'oeuvres, drinks, and an incredibly unique live art auction. The twist on the art up for auction? The canvases were first decorated by some pretty great paws. Cats, dogs, even a kangaroo jumped into the paint before the artist got their hands on them to create a one-of-a-kind work of art for you to enjoy. This event is open to the public and formal attire is required. Dress to the nines for your favorite canine or feline and enjoy a night of delicious food, great fun, and unique art at the Fur Ball and Art Auction. Get your tickets now by visiting classic.als.net/Capital City Club Montgomery or follow the Capital City Club on Facebook. The Fur Ball and Art Auction, Saturday, November 2nd at the Capital City Club.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It might be crazy wearing stripes of pride. I Instagram every meal I've had. All my used liquor bottles are on display. We can go to see a show, but I'll make you pay.
Celebrating this afternoon, too.
There's a lot of material there, huh?
Yeah.
He's a funny guy.
We
are ready for our Morning Maroon nominees. Speaking of tacky, let's bring in former Secretary of State Jean Cadet.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
You got a right to be stupid. People exercise that right. Each and every day, we present for your consideration our Morning Maroon nominees. Duh. And we start out the dumbest of the dumb with a guy in Colorado who thought it'd be fun to blow up some pumpkins in a field near his apartment building. Problem was, he set the field on fire with his explosives and almost burned down the whole apartment.
And we just heard this huge boom out back. This entire fence was just ablaze in, like, bright orange. Someone in the apartment complex was sprinting up and down the hallways, knocking on everyone's door. We look out through our front window, and we just see a bright orange glow. Why? Why would you even start with that? It baffles my mind.
It, now, in fairness to the idiot that did this... reminded me of 2007 during the drought when I was trying to burn weeds out of the lawn.
Mm-hmm.
And I was successful. These clump weeds. Randy Burkhalter explained what they are.
I remember you telling me that, yeah.
And
start a little fire, did you?
It was, I'm working my way down towards the front of the lawn. Mm-hmm. I turn around and look behind me, and it's black and blazing from side to side.
Wasn't it a drought? You were
yeah, it, I didn't realize how dry it was, and I did... I never saw my feet move so fast. And then when that didn't work, I went and got the hose and put it out with that. But I was damn lucky it didn't spread to the neighbors.
Really?
I might have gotten kicked out of the homeowners association for that. All right, that's nominee number one. Number two comes from Scranton. Scranton is northeast Pennsylvania where you get wisdom like...
We didn't have tornadoes here until we started putting into traffic circles. Because on the county, you want to know why? When people go round and round in circles, it causes disturbance in the atmosphere and causes tornadoes.
Well, we don't know what caused Alexis Brown from Scranton. She made plans last week to sell her iPhone 6S to somebody for $100. When she met the guy, he handed her a roll of bills. The roll was made up of two $1 bills, a $10 bill, and a fake bill in the amount of...
$1 million.
Really?
She confronted him about the fake bill, so his response was to punch her. Police have made an arrest. He's charged with assault.
How does he liking the new iPhone 6S?
And then we have another story here from Salt Lake City. A guy has been trying to buy a home in that area, but the owner keeps turning down his lowball offers. Mm-hmm. Police say that this is from the Eddie Bader files. Police say Andrew Blackwell, age 25, has shown up at the house several times since August, has been warned by police to stay off the premises. But three times since late August, he's been caught breaking into this house and stealing things. I guess that's a way to convince the owner you need to sell to me.
Right. So it's being broken into.
He's also changed the locks in the house, locked the front gate with his own chain and lock, as well as told neighbors he owned the place. He's been charged with a variety of things, including misdemeanor stalking, three counts of criminal trespass, and being an idiot.
He's an intelligent one, he is.
Makes you wonder what has him so obsessed with this particular house that he's got to keep trying to...
I don't know, and as much as I want to vote for him, is that the last one you have?
Yes.
Okay, the guy that burns up the lawn, who explodes stuff on the lawn. Is,
with the, what was that? With the pumpkins, wasn't it?
Pumpkin, the pumpkin blower upper.
Yeah, I think he wins the award today.
All right.
What an imbecile. What an ultra-maroon.
All right, 8:50, we'll talk World Series Baseball with the Joey here in just a minute for those of you who've been waiting for sports all morning long. On News Talk 93.1, Montgomery Eye Physicians, that's the place to go for LASIK. LASIK, this procedure in 24 hours can have you opening up your eyes to see everything come into crystal clear focus since the last time you opened your eyes and everything came into crystal clear focus. It won't work for everybody because, on account of you want to know why? Not all vision issues can be fixed with LASIK. I was sure mine. I went to see the refractive surgery counselor, and I learned an interesting thing about my vision. I had 20/15 in my left eye and 20/200 in the other. That's weird. Not sure why, but I was not a candidate for LASIK, and I was disappointed.
Yeah.
But those who had, we had our friend from the zoo in.
Yeah, right.
Ms. Colson.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She said it was the best money she ever spent. So LASIK works, but you have to find out first whether or not it's an option for you. And that takes a few minutes out of your day at Montgomery Eye. Call them at 271-3804, 271-3804. Make an appointment. It's free. No charge at all to see the refractive surgery counselor. They can help you with care credit for qualified customers, too, if money should become an issue. But as LASIK has improved, the price has come down. That's 271-3804, or do some online research at onlinemep.com. 851, our final traffic update.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have a mess at the I-65-85 interchange. I-65 southbound, as you exit on to I-85, there is an accident on the ramp. Emergency vehicles are there. 65 northbound, as you make that corner onto I-85. Traffic is a little sporadic through there. Some are getting through. It's on and off as they work the accident. Use caution there. We also have the report of a disabled vehicle, I-85 southbound, leading up to the ramp. So just a mess there. Avoid that area if possible for the next little bit. We got traffic everywhere this morning. It's busy all over the city, but those are the only accidents that we know of at this time. Your church bulletin will serve as your down payment for anything on the lot at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. Bring your good credit and your church bulletin to Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter and ride today. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by
other
lawyers.
Mr. Sandman. Time is running out on Mr. Sandman's huge store closing sale in Millbrook. Final markdowns have been taken on many mattresses, headboards, beds, chests, and other furniture. The selection is still huge but shrinking daily. Floor samples from Soda, Beauty Rest, Jameson, Diamond, and other great factories must be sold. We still have some fantastic buys on adjustable basis, and a few bedroom suits remain. We are also putting together some futons I've had stored for years, and they will be bargains. The Montgomery stores are not closing, but we are taking extra markdowns there also. Take advantage of this rare opportunity to save on this large selection of mattresses and beds in all sizes. No interest financing and delivery are available. Some items are limited to current inventory. When they're gone, they're gone. So hurry to Mr. Sandman Mattresses' huge store closing sale on Highway 14 across from the Dollar General in Millbrook, or the two Montgomery locations on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen in Montgomery. All Millbrook sales are final. No holds or layaways. All items are subject to prior sale. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstore is open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday.
Hey guys, hunting season is upon us. And here at Wholesale Hunter, we know between kids at school and honeydews, your schedule is pretty packed. So why waste your time driving to one of those big box stores when you can visit us online at WholesaleHunter.com and order the gear and supplies you need with a click of a button? You can shop our huge selection of guns and hunting gear from the convenience of your computer or phone. Stop by our store in Wetumpka at the corner of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road, or visit us online anytime at WholesaleHunter.com. WholesaleHunter.com, that's WholesaleHunter.com.
This is JR with Cat House Marine. We have been a longtime advertiser of Blue Water Broadcasting and love it. They've been great at producing results and helping us build Cat House Marine's customer base and success in the river region.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Happy Halloween.
I got an invitation to a Halloween party.
It's Halloween.
Holiday linked to the occult.
Halloween is Satan's night.
Hail Satan.
Is this Halloween?
Hand over the candy.
You're not even wearing costumes.
Have you seen how the kids are dressing these days?
Dude, you can't miss Halloween.
No costumes, no candy.
I want candy.
Don't ever take candy from strangers.
I want candy.
Americans will spend less on Halloween this year.
About your outfit.
The costumes for kids today now are sensational.
Who are you? Why do you want our candy?
Yes to America!
Except for Joey.
He gets that exemption. Is that nice?
Yes, he does.
As we welcome young...
Joey.
Hello.
we were going to celebrate you and Jack tonight at Baumhauer's, but Jack is under the weather?
That's what he texted me at bright and early at 6 this morning. Yeah, I have a little trouble, so he's going to go see the doc today.
Yeah.
So we'll need to postpone.
Well, we will still be at Baumhauer, so we hope you'll come out and join us tonight after the show. And I don't know if your ears are burning last night. We had our little focus group gathering at the pizza place. And
did Joey's name come up?
Quite often.
It's perfect.
Were they talking about Joey or were they talking about Jay?
They do it all the time, Jay.
That's
or were
true.
They talking when they were
in
talking
fact,
about
somebody,
Jay?
Somebody did confuse the two of you.
I had so many people wish me a happy birthday last week.
That's nice.
And Jay, you can look forward to that in December.
Right. Yeah, right, exactly.
At 3 minutes before the top of the hour, I just posted. Never mind. I don't want to get into it now.
Okay. All right.
Some interesting stuff worth the look on Facebook. The time change is what, the second Sunday in November?
We're 11 days away. It is November 3rd, so it's not this weekend. It's the following weekend.
The time change that really mattered, the one I set my clock by, is when Louis Long announces they're going to their winter hours.
Oh, I see where you're going with this. Yeah.
And that'll be Monday the 25th. That's Friday. They're going to their winter hours from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m., but they'll, of course, still be open. And it's a great time to visit them if you need anything to maintain the outside of your house. Get a great deal on a 2019 mower, including the tractor mowers. They now have an expanded showroom to include that. And the zero turns from Echo and Exmark and Toro, all great products. The steel product line, that steel blower, will come in very handy as the leafage starts to tumble down. And anything you buy there can be brought back there for service. Chad Sasser is the guy who tracks all the manufacturer's specials and incentives. Anything you buy there can be brought back there for service. That's Lewis Lawn, 1135 Northeastern Bypass, right next to Walter Craig. Again, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. starting Monday till 5 through the end of this week. Real great folks at Lewis Lawn. What you foresee is the big issue today.
Oh, there's many things.
There's about to be somebody here on Capitol Hill here in just a minute on as far as a testimony.
Oh, yeah, more of that.
Yeah, more of that.
Well, we're going to get into the whole impeachment saga, and it's like I've seen this before. It's weird how it's the same playbook as the Mueller report. And I'm not even talking about the contents of what's true or not, because it's difficult to know. It's, again, proceedings being done or investigations being done in secret, but it's so super secret.
That's not supposed to happen.
It gets leaked. And then the other side comes out and goes, he said that, but he also said these other things, so we're just kind of left in the land of rumor and innuendo.
Meanwhile, Durham is talking to Brennan.
Yes, I covered that yesterday, and I want to see them fry.
Is that the guy from NBC?
Yeah. Looks like Voldemort.
Yeah, okay, I got it.
I thought that was the NBA commissioner.
Up next, it's Joey. We'll see you this afternoon at 3.
What are the top 5 reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas can generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com.